Good morning. So what is spirit? The dictionary defines it as the non-physical part of a person, which is the seat of emotions and character, the soul. We all have a spirit, and it's what makes each of us unique and special. It's what makes us feel and is the source of our actions. We all have a mixture of feelings and actions. Love, compassion, hate, meanness, kindness, sadness, joy, passion, compassion, boredom, gratefulness, selfishness, sharing. We're all a mix of good and bad. But God is pure good. God is pure love. He came in the form of Jesus to live as a man. He taught us from that human perspective how to live as his children, and then he sacrificed himself for us. When God raised Jesus from the dead, he freed his Holy Spirit to live in each one of us. It is the Holy Spirit of God that is the source of everything that is good in each of us. Romans 8:11 says, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." The Holy Spirit is God's gift to us so that we can be connected to God. It creates a place where God can dwell in us, and we can be free from the power of sin. We only have to invite God's Holy Spirit to live in us and change us from the inside out, and it is the best gift ever. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." God knows us inside and out, even the parts we'd rather he didn't see. And he still loves us, and he wants good things for us. So may we let the Holy Spirit of God live in our hearts and rule our lives. May we continue to grow into the loving children that God wants us to be. And may we love each other better every day. Amen.